in New York, you were Jewish without thinking about it. All your friends were Jewish. You knew a little bit of Yiddish, you knew some of the prayers, you knew. You took the holidays off from school, even though you didn't go to temple, and you'd get all dressed up and you'd walk for miles with all your friends, even the ones who weren't Jewish, would take off and walk. My friend Sarah would walk with me. She says, "I don't know why I'm doing this. Do you think I'll get in trouble in church?" I said, "No, they won't know." So we'd go up to the street where her church was, so we'd have to walk around the street. But you didn't have to think about being Jewish. It was just in the air. And you come to a place like Las Vegas or Salt Lake City, and it's not in the air. And if you want your children to know who they are and where they come from, you need help. And so that was what I wanted to do.
That's great.
That was my cause. And here's the product of it. She went to regular elementary school, and the sixth grade here, at about the time we moved here, in the 60s, of course, we had the equal rights movement, and the government, the mandate to integrate schools here was met by a daring plan by the school district to take all of the schools that were in what we now euphemistically call at-risk districts, but were basically African American, black districts, take all those schools, all those children, and bus them out to the white schools, and take all the sixth graders and bus them in to those now called sixth grade centers. It was not the best idea that they could have had. The classes were very large. Melissa is a very bright young woman. She was a late bloomer, however, in school. And her fifth grade teacher took me aside and said, "I'm worried about Melissa going to a sixth grade center. She will clap the erasers, she will straight give out the papers, she will do anything the teacher asks. She will be a little handmaiden, but I'm worried that her education will suffer for it." So all of the parents of fifth grade kids were talking about this. This was the major topic of conversation from the time they started fifth grade. And Joyce Strauss and I talked about it, and we decided to send the girls to the Hebrew Academy. The classes were small. There were 12, 14 in a class.